Whoa!
Careful with the hat, man. That hat's money.
That's good.
That's money, money.
I lost my headphones, guys.
Welcome to the Planet Destiny podcast. Is it 117?
I have no idea. I did not name my file accordingly.
Please pause for a moment while I check my old audio files to see if I have actually buffed this or nerfed it. Let me see.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to the 3/5 of the Planet Destiny podcast, because two of these jabronis who also wouldn't do the podcast last week aren't here this week. We're your real dedicated hosts, all right?
Yeah,
so
the real deals.
Cash me outside, Bones and Link. Not really. Not really. They have valid reasons to not be here. It does actually hurt. Like,
it is 117. It is 117 episode this evening.
Cool.
Good morning, good night, and yeah. So then.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. All right. Hi, guys. How's it going? What's up?
Not bad. Not
good
bad.
Podcast. Wrap it up, I think. Yeah. So, thank you for watching episode 117 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Paul, why don't you tell us where we can find you? No. Yeah.
I'm actually excited about that part.
Oh, okay.
About the where you can find me?
Let's make sure we skip it this time, then.
I'm actually excited about that part.
Yeah. So, guys, how was your week in Destiny? Story hasn't played at all, so probably great. No salt has accumulated.
I did play,
right?
Man, while I was on holiday.
Oh, okay.
Picture the scene, man. It's -4. I'm right next to a frozen lake, still in Finland, but 60 kilometers away from the Russian border, in a little wood cabin, right, playing Destiny on my own, you know, for just a little bit.
That's a beautiful scene.
It is,
man. Set that up nicely.
On a 4G. On a 4G. I could not believe it. I only got kicked, I think. Obviously, I wasn't playing Destiny for the whole holiday because my girlfriend would have killed me. But like, we were both amusing ourselves. It was like a holiday to relieve stress and stuff. So she had her laptop and her
So
games.
On 4G, so your connection was probably slightly better than the average person I run into in trials. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that was amazing. I think I must have got kicked about four times throughout the whole week on a 4G connection. It was just ridiculous. And it was Nat Type 2, so I could party chat. So I did a raid with just Jason and the boys and got myself some nice loot. And just playing Destiny for me without having to make videos or adhere to any deadlines or think about...
What a good feeling.
Yeah. So,
you've rediscovered the love of having no pressure while playing.
I did, man. It was
beautiful.
Super nice.
What about you, Fallout lames? What did you, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. I don't even know what I did. What did I do?
That's about right. I've watched your streams. That's about right. That's the feeling I get afterwards. So what did I just do?
You must have carried some folks or it helped.
Oh, that's
them,
right. I did trials. I did a bunch of trials carries with Cammy, and that was a lot of fun. That was enjoyable.
Did he use anything ridiculous in your time? Any absurd plays?
He used Telesto, but that's like a top tier weapon.
When it's in Cammy's hands,
so
no, doesn't
he used
count
nothing out
weird.
Of the ordinary.
Oh, sad.
I think the potato chip is pretty deadly in the fingers of Cammy, really, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Beautiful to hear. I myself, I've had it since we last podcasted. I have for the first time ever leveled up Striker Titan, for the first time ever used Twilight Garrison. And it's just been a hell of a time. Let me tell you, a wild ride. A wild ride for me.
I was in the garrison then. Tell us about your first experience with the garrison.
First experience with the garrison is me slamming into walls, trying to look cool, going really fast and failing. But I've slowly adjusted. I've survived some things that I wouldn't normally survive, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I think it's either streamer health or it is just that beautiful Titan love in my body that I'm really feeling now. I think I've killed myself with lightning grenades more than I've killed anybody else, though, if I'm going to be honest. I can't use those things to save my life, obviously.
Yeah. I'm saying
you used lightning grenades?
No. I always hit just the edge of a shape near me. Mm-hmm. I don't do it with spike grenades like ever, but lightning grenades are just a magical being that it just happens with. I don't know. I'm telling you, they're bigger.
They've got more putty on them.
Hitbox.
That's the
clearly
the technical spec. More putty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear you about the garrison though. I'm always scraping my chin up against things with the garrison. My Titan's got a big whack-a-day plaster there.
But I'm having a lot of fun with it. That's my advice, I just want to say, for anybody out there. Mm-hmm. Find something you've never done in Destiny and do that. Unless, so the last week I leveled up Striker for the first time. This week I tried to do Sunsinger. I made it like four games in. I was like, nope, I'm never playing Sunsinger again. So
I love a Sunsinger. I love a bit of a sizzling Sunsinger.
I cannot do it. If I don't, I had no abilities at all. It was 0% leveled up, so I couldn't even spam fusion nades. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever had to do in my
really
life.
Really funny. Yeah. I was in your Twitch chat for all of those experiences, the first time for everything. Yeah. Megan and I have kind of been like harassing each other in each other's Twitch chats.
It's true. We're each other's only viewers. We're just Statler and Waldorfing each other in these one viewer streams.
Oh god, it's so funny. It's interesting to watch somebody play like the class for like the first time ever.
Mm.
Yes,
very interesting to watch.
Fallout,
you were doing
Fallout
good. You did pretty
me.
Good with the Striker Titan, actually.
I really like good. It. I think it's easier. It's clearly the noob class because I can play all right on it. But Fallout asked me, he's like, what do you even do in this game? Because literally everything he asks, I'm like, oh, I've never done that before. I've never played. We played doubles together. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I've never played doubles.
He's never
and
played
he's
doubles
just like,
before.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah, look, I don't have time. I don't have time to play shit. I spend all my time making dumb dance videos, all right?
True.
That's all of Destiny's first 2 years for me was just hanging out on Venus recording shit, all right? But now I'm becoming a sweat. It's dripping off of me.
You actually did pretty good in the doubles. He got his first post-game trash talk message ever.
I did.
PvP after we played doubles.
What did it say?
Yes.
From your lips, what did it say?
What did it say?
I remember it vividly. You always remember your first time. First, he sent me a message that said, "Why you try so hard?" with a crying face. And then he said, "Shotgun and pally, no skill scrubs." I think it was something like that. So these guys.
The embarrassment.
Yes. The. I sent them back an offer for Loot Crate for 10% off using promo code SALSA at lootcrate.com/huskyraid. But these guys were like, they clearly were trying to prove something, because when Fallout and I played them, one of them was only using Sword Hilt for the first like half of the first match.
Yeah.
He thought he was some sort of like hilarious clown or something. And then, of course, when we started beating them, he broke whatever this little rule was he had made with himself and started using actual guns. But it was so dumb. And then we lost the first match, which
we were
upset.
Like, we thought we were saying like, oh, he's cheating because like he's only using Sword Hilt for half the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once we started to like, we instantly started to like crack code. We're like, okay, double team the Warlock and then do whatever we want to the Titan. And like, we would charge the Titan and he would like shotgun me. And I'm like, oh, he's cheating. He put the sword hilt away.
Exactly.
He's cheating.
How dare he?
Do whatever you want to the Titan. I'm going to think about him.
Do whatever you want. He's just running with the sword hilt trying to be funny.
That is essentially how it went, actually. Yeah. Fallout used his little tickle fingers and banged him like zap. So
you
fine.
On the tickle fingers? You in on your void, bro?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Storm lately.
Probably you've been jumping around
person.
A lot. You've been a healthy.
Well, they're my
mix
two
favorite
to go back and forth.
Yeah.
You just saw Warlock though.
I deleted my day one PlayStation Warlock.
Did you?
Yeah, to make room because I had two Warlocks and a Hunter to make room for a Titan. So I've been tightening that as well. And it didn't have any effect on the book, the Age of Triumph book. So if there's anyone out there that's got like a day one character or someone a character that's completed loads of Age of Triumph stuff, you can delete them and it doesn't go away, which I thought it would do. So there you go. You learn something every day.
Yeah, you do.
Don't you?
I used to make fun of people like that, though, like way back when. Like I had a friend at the very beginning of Destiny. We played for like a year together. And I discovered that he had three Hunters.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that? It's like, well, because I don't know. I just really like the Hunter. It's my favorite. I'm like, well, what didn't you like about the Titan or the Warlock? I'm like, well, I've never played Titan or Warlock. How do you know the Hunter's your favorite, you idiot? Like,
no, I've had a Titan,
Hunters.
A Warlock, and a Hunter on PlayStation from day one, but then I deleted the Titan to make another Titan to play with my dad. Like, cause this was back when you had to play the story missions. There were no booster packs or anything like that. So I played through all of the story with my dad to get to rank 20. And then what did I do? I didn't like I wanted a female Titan, so I deleted that Titan. And it, you know, things have just basically gone over an evolution, and now it's back to the trifecta, or whatever you want to call it, the triple dipple.
It used to kind of make sense to have more than one of the same thing.
Oh, it did.
It was way harder to get gear, so you would want to raid, and
that's why I was happy.
Chances to get it. Yeah.
Okay, there were people who were like super raid tryhardy, where they would do the raid. This was like really early Destiny.
Fucking raid tryhard messages.
The raid tryhards.
Yeah.
Like you would do the raid, you would have three warlocks or three titans or whatever, and you would do Vault of Glass on every character, and you would just keep doing it. And then there were people who were the top tier lunatics who would do the Vault of Glass three times, and then they would delete their titan and make another titan. And then grind it out to top level and change the gear over and then run the... Like, they would run Vault of Glass like 7, 8, 9 times per week. It's like, you are a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. But that said something about the drop rates for loot. Because armor in Vault of Glass was stingy as hell. I mean, it's stingy now. If you're after a certain piece of armor in Age of Triumph, I mean, that's why I was really grateful that I had... two warlocks, because I finally got that VOG helmet, so I'm rocking that. It's not the best of stats, but I don't care. I'm wearing it. It's dragging all my.
That's the story of all of this raid armor. It's like, it doesn't matter what the stats are. I just want to look fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've gone past the point of caring. Like 3 months ago, it was no must have crucible booster, you know, class item, must have, you know, tier 12 and all this kind of stuff, even though I've never had tier 12. Never.
No?
No. No, because I might be able to achieve it wearing something that looks really noggy as hell, but I'm doing that. No.
I would much rather be tier 11 or even tier 10 and look acceptable.
Exceptional. Looking exceptional. Yeah. I don't expect anything less of you, Mega.
You're right. I am always exceptional.
I'm a dirty armor hoarder. I play Mad Trials and all that junk, so I get tons of armor that I hoard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that super tier, god tier memory of Skorri and a pretty good memory of Yoldur, which I go back and forth. And then Zerb put out a ram. I love the ram. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Zerb put out the ram. I think it was like a high 90s roll. Pick that up. And between all my trials armor hoarding, I have tier 12 on a couple of things. But it's mainly the gauntlets that do you in, because I need gauntlets with, like, hand cannon reload and whatever. Not all of my gauntlets are super incredible. Like, I'd rather have tier 11 with quick melee hand cannon reload than tier 12 with, like, auto rifle reload or something like that, you know?
When you tuck yourself in bed at night, do you sleep better and sounder knowing that all of these things are in order?
I do. I do.
Fallout, I don't know. People like you and Shake, the Fun Police's characters, I would not be able to use them because you'll have like 9 of like the same piece of armor item, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you play so much Trials.
Yeah.
And it's just, I can't deal with that. Yeah. I would not be able to tell them apart. I need each piece of armor to be a distinct different piece my character. I literally will have one
armor
of every piece of armor I can get just for the aesthetics. That's it. I delete any duplicates. That's a lower roll every time. Yeah.
Just out of interest, sound off in the chat if you've had an armor item from the raids that you're really happy with, or if you're all fully kitted up, or, you know, like, say, sound off if you're still searching or if you've got it. So, got it.
There we go.
Ain't got
I like
it.
That. Beautiful.
Be nice
for
to
me.
Know.
I'm still running. I'm pretty lucky when it comes to armor. Vault of Glass, at least, I have almost everything on two characters. And unfortunately, I haven't gotten a chance to run Wrath of the Machine on Xbox today. Someone invited me, some nerd named Fallout, but I was busy at the time.
You were busy.
Yes, which,
spending your time incredibly valuably.
I know. I was busy working on things in this game. Unlike Story, I didn't get to have a beloved, happy time of no pressure on me while I played. I had to go to work. Boo. Yeah. But, you know, Fallout, why don't we use this segue to talk about how was the raid for you, and how about Wrath of the Machine for everybody, guys?
We need to talk about them weapons.
It was terrible.
Terrible? Why?
I don't know. I just don't like raiding. We got it done. It took a couple of times, you know what I mean? Because the challenge mode on Axis at the very, very end. It's kind of a hard challenge mode. I mean, at least
yes,
for me,
is.
Who somebody who never raids ever.
Can
ever,
I
ever.
Give a shout out right now to Ignite, who I watched be stuck on that challenge mode in a raid carry for at least 8 hours on just that
eight
part.
Hours?
He refused to stop.
Oh,
like,
dude,
it
Ignite,
was literally like all day I would pop into his stream and I'd be like, is this the same run? And everybody'd be like,
oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, it is.
Poor guy. Like,
he
just didn't want
to
give
insane.
Up.
No, he would not. Somebody at
wow,
one point, one of the carries were like, we don't have to do challenge mode. And he's like, well, do you not want to do it? And they were like, well, I'm fine with trying. He's like, then we're doing it. Like, he was like, I'm not.
You know what happens, which is total bullshit? Okay, so everyone gets in like perfect position.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Axis does the little teleporty thing. And one person goes to do the empowerment and then the other guy dunks. And then when you dunk on him, there's a chance that he like, he throws you off really hard,
like
a fucking Bronco.
A raid, is there a proper raid without a glitch or some
weird
thing like that?
Yeah, there has to be
like
some sort of chance for something stupid
and
to happen.
And I'm a
Sunsinger,
intentionally, with Revive, so in case I fuck up, I'm like, okay, don't worry about me, I'm, like, alive. And he bucks you off, and not only do you die, which is, like, weird, because I think it's, like, if you touch that platform where he's on originally, you just
die. It does
die.
Damage if you stand on it.
So, like,
it.
I touched
like
it. And then I made it to the ground safely, but then not only did I die after making it to the ground safely, it took away my self revive.
Oh my God.
And that happened like 2 times, and it happened to 2 other warlocks in the game, and I was like, oh, that's total bullshit.
What an asshole.
What the hell that is? Major a-hole. But whatever, we killed him.
Yeah.
Speaking of glitches at that part, I played it with Link when it first dropped on PlayStation, and we had one phase where we slammed him all 3 times, and it was like the third one where it was supposed to be the long damage, and he sat there for like half a second and then teleported back up to the top. We were like, what that was weird. It was one of the weirder glitches I've experienced at that part.
Garbage.
But yeah, even with Link, we struggled on that challenge a bit. Like with his group, it took us still like an hour and like 20 minutes to beat it, so you know.
That's how you know it's real.
For real, yeah.
It's real.
What weapons did you get then? Did you get them all?
I got the scout rifle, the dogma. Yeah, the scout rifle, aka the dogma, and the auto rifle, which the name I can't remember.
Genesis chain.
It's the Genesis chain.
Genesis chain.
Which is a good.
Both exotic.
It's a good auto rifle.
It's cool to have for like raiding, or I guess raiding or strikes or whatever. I was actually using the dogma in PvP just to like. See how it was working?
That stability on that thing.
It's really bad. It kicks like a mule. Like a mule. Because I don't have a Jade Rabbit on PS4. It just never happened. I still don't have one. And it's kind of the same archetype, like the really hard-hitting Scout Rifle. So I was like, it's kind of like a Jade Rabbit. I brought it in. And it does kick like a bitch, but when you actually get the 3-hit kill, you feel really good about
it. Man.
That's good. Really good.
Fallout will take 3 taps anywhere he can get them. That's what I'm learning from this.
All day.
Oh yes. I got the Genesis chain and the Fever and Remedy myself, which Fever and Remedy's not a very good gun, but it's the best. I mean, it's the only
sacrilege
solar.
Oh, you
hand
were being
cannon.
Mean, bro. I was watching you on Twitch as I often do during work during the slow times, and like I think Link really wanted that gun.
He really wanted it,
and he kept saying that he wanted it. At the end, he didn't get it, and you got it. And you were like, "Oh, Link, what was that gun that you wanted again? What was that gun?
What was the name
I'm
of that
one? If you've been playing with, speaking with Cammy and Cool, I'm surprised that you haven't been like." Opened up into the world of the Fever and Remedy for PvP because it's a PvP beast.
I haven't been speaking to either of them. First of
they
all,
have done like literally it's 1v3 clutches with that gun because of the reactive reload and the fact that
is
you
that
don't
them?
Have to sprint. You just
is that
you
the
don't
gun or
click,
is that
you
them?
Stick in to sprint or press the sprint button. You just move like walk around. And your reticle is right there. Just watch Cool Guy's video on it. It's amazing. It's
I'm
really
interested.
Shines a light.
Well,
Gunslinger is probably
way,
really strong for that.
Either way, I like it because it's the only solar hand cannon in the game. So
it'll be
good for
solar. PvP, you wouldn't want to use the Adept version, use the Legendary one, but
naturally,
As a PvE weapon, not really that effective, but for it's a PvP gun for sure.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So it is it is the worst to get the exotic version of then. Can we agree with that?
Sure.
But don't they look nice, though? They kind of look
they
nice.
They do look nice.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. No, I want all of them because, you know, you got to have all of them. You got to have all the guns in the game. Or
you got to catch them
all. What even are you? What even are you? You can't be on this podcast unless your exotic vault is full, obviously. Yeah. Your kiosk.
I like Genesis Chain in PvP as well. Someone said that in the chat. It's all right, you know.
I do too. It's not terrible. It's like in that kind of Soros-y spot of like, you know, low rate of fire.
It's not something
that
you'd go into PvP with sweats or anything like that.
No,
but like,
no.
There's one thing.
I'm such a metaphor.
I want to fool around and I want to take just a break off of hand cannon.
Well, that's the thing.
That you ever would,
over my holiday, I didn't fire a hand cannon. Once I used other stuff.
Exposed.
Other
kick him off the podcast.
Anti-meta story.
So I just went
let me tell you kind of a funny, air quotes, funny story.
It's Fallout.
There was that, like,
not.
So the reset happened last week, right? And there was that dead orbit auto rifle, right? That, like, everybody was talking about. It was all over Twitter, and there were a couple videos on, like, oh, like, God roll. There's a God roll dead orbit auto rifle. God roll for PvP. I was like,
yo,
oh,
everybody, what's up? In this video, we're going to be bringing you the littest God roll PvP gun in the game. New vendor roll, cannot be touched.
Yeah, something like that, probably.
It was basically like that. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Like, I haven't used an auto rifle in a while. It's like, I'll go home. And I leveled it up. And I was like, yeah, the roll's pretty good. I can see how it would be okay. And, like, I took it into PvP. And, like, 3 games later, I was like, nope. I just couldn't fucking do it.
That's the problem, though, because, like, the kind of people that you're going to be playing in PvP, they're going to be using... There's no letting up off the meta.
I was getting licked.
But, you know,
and then after that, I was like, I took my palindrome back out, and I was, like, petting it. I was like, never.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that a while back, was it 2 weeks ago, there was an Assembly 2 New Monarchy. It's like a Doctrine of Passing archetype, and that had the same kind of role on it. A high cal rounds, stability perk, and counterbalance on top. That is way better, because I picked up that Extrema file or whatever it is, the Dead Orbit one, and it's a slightly slower rate of fire than that Assembly 2 or whatever, and the Assembly 2 just minced it. I mean, I got a really good bunch of games with that. I might even post them.
It's like different for... different weapons for different people. It's just funny that, like, sometimes...
And different matchmaking,
like,
unfortunately. It's like...
That's true, different matchmaking.
You know, like,
people.
I remember saying on Twitter, I've been using Bad Juju, and it is fucking awful. It's so bad. You can't do nothing with it. But this was at the time where I was playing PvP every day. I was playing Trials every weekend, so I was probably on top of my game at that point.
That's true. You're probably pretty sharp.
And then... you know, I put a tweet out, Bad Juju so bad, and I got, like, loads of people saying, no, man, I've been wrecking people in PvP with this. This is amazing. Yeah. And, like,
so you have to remember that there is some kind of skill-based matchmaking in there that, you know,
yes,
we
does.
Have different experiences. Everybody has different experiences.
Yeah, man. So,
but it's funny, there was also, like, 2 weeks ago, there was a pulse rifle from Future War Cult, I think. It was the Waltz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which has got, like, the Clever Dragon knockoff.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yo, it's a God roll waltz with the counterbalance, whatever. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. So, like, I went home, bought it, leveled it up, 3 games in PvP. I was like, nope, couldn't do it.
Yep.
I don't know, I just, that archetype got hit too hard with the changes in PvP.
Yeah,
too hard.
It did. I mean, it's another example of overboard. Went overboard. Like, did a video on the Mythoclast reviewing that bin as that had been... nothing's changed, but, like, you know, it's up to 400 light, so you can't really not put that in the spotlight for Age of Triumph. And it's been a long time since I played with a Mythoclast, and oh my god, there is a perfect example of a gun that's gone through generations of nerfs and for no, like, real good reason at all, you know, like... The ammo capacity is so bad. The recoil is awful. The bloom is terrible. You know, it's such a shame, you know.
But story using that gun is like when a kid or when an adult goes to see an athlete that is, like, now past their prime, but they worship when they were a little kid. And it's just like,
The thing is, I never loved it, though. Like, the first, I got it on my second ever hard mode raid in VOG, and I even said before the raid started, I don't care about the Mythoclast. I just want the helmet and maybe a Fatebringer. I got a Fatebringer. I was well happy. No helmet, but I got a Mythoclast and nearly got booted out of the party because there was a guy in the the raid team that had gone for the Mythoclast every week since the raid opened up, and he still hadn't got it. And I got it and was like, nah, I don't care.
Garbage. He's like, triggered. He like reports you for unsportsmanlike behavior and cheating.
That's like one of the guys. One of the guys in Husky Raid has been playing since the beta. He has done Vault of Glass so many times. Like, he loves Vault of Glass. He loves all the guns. He still has never gotten a Fatebringer, either the old version or the new version. And I got one like immediately when the new raids came out. So naturally, I just didn't care. I'm like, I'm not going to use this really. And I just put it on to annoy him. That's it. And I don't know.
Everybody had a friend like that. We had a friend like that back in year one. He just could not get the Fatebringer. We did Fog every week, three times. We're like, okay, who's carrying Pyro this week? He's doing it. And then like he would do it and he wouldn't get the Fatebringer. I'm like, fuck, like, I'm not doing it this week. I did it last week. Somebody else can do it.
Yeah. It's nice to see everyone back raiding, though. It's like got all these raids back, and it's like, oh, Ducrow, I want to try and get the helmet. Like, my brand new fresh Titan. Excuse me while I pour my tea. Look at this teapot. I found it in the cupboard. Look at that. That's not me, but like, Jesus. But
that's some Beauty and the Beast shit right there.
It is. Come alive. Where's the singing fucking candles and flying
my teapot? My teapot is R2-D2 themed because I'm a unique nerd. LOL, gamer boys.
I got a little R2-D2 desktop vacuum cleaner that my brother got me for Christmas. But anyway, yeah, going back to doing all these raids every week, it's like, I love the fact with the 390 versions, you can do them quickly without having to worry about the challenge modes, and you can just race through them to try and get that desired piece of kit. Yeah.
Here is my question for you guys, speaking on that. Now that the challenge modes have all come out, and you've played all the 390 raids, assuming you have, Fallout probably hasn't, where do you rank them now? If you had to do challenge modes for each raid, what ranking would you give
for
them?
For the record,
difficulty?
If for fun, which one would you want to play? Yes, I don't mean difficulty. I mean, which ones do you enjoy playing the most? I can go first if you want me to.
Love for you to.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to make a huge heel turn. Everyone on this podcast who watches this is about to hate me. All right. Number one is Wrath of the Machine for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that. That's been one of my favorite raids forever. I like the challenge modes. I don't think they're that bad, and I think they're a lot of fun. Number two, Crota's End. I would rather play Crota's End with challenges because I think the challenges in it are a little more fun than Vault of Glass. Number three, the fucking Templar challenge. I hate it. I feel like I get stuck. I've never had fun playing it once. It's always, every time I do it, it's just one guy who has to be a hero, and then we all just camp in the back and try to spam the Templar really fast. I've never done it effectively in a team fun way. And then I didn't even play King's Fall. I never will. That one doesn't count. That's not real.
I didn't play King's Fall either because after that.
That's hard last because the thought of it is so unfun.
The thing about King's Fall is like, if you're not into the armor, then you certainly ain't going to be chasing those weapons because there's not a fat lot from King's Fall that really does, you know, a fantastic job, you know. But yeah, like, I don't know. I'm a little different with those because I like most of the challenges apart from the length of King's Fall. Like, if you want to do challenges on that, That's a lot of time, and once you've got those weapons, once you've done that once, twice, you know, you're going to be waiting to chase your ornaments for your armor or whatever in other raids and stuff like that. So, and I think it's the same way about Wrath of the Machine, to be honest, because like the Axis challenge, that's a good challenge, but design I think is really good. It is difficult. You can't turn around and say, oh, well, that's easy, but someone will. But you know, like, it is a very involving challenge that it relies in very intensely on team communication and milliseconds worth of timing. But once you've got them weapons,
really,
are you going to do it?
Well, I think it's really hard, but for me, it is more fun than some of the other ones. Like, even as it's hard, I don't feel frustrated with an hour and a half of the Axis challenge as much as I do with some of the other challenges.
Yeah.
It's just me.
You know, VOG is good. Crota, I think it's really nice to see Crota's End back on the map again because that raid was always a bit, you know, like the heroic mode and that back in the day was, oh, it's just the same raid, but I'm underleveled, so I can't take as much damage. And that used to grind my gears, you know.
Gears are so ground up, dude. Yeah.
But It's going to be interesting to see how relevant these raids stay after everyone's got the gear. Because, like, Wrath of the Machine challenges, I have absolutely no desire, unless someone really needs help with that, you know, to go play that again. Because I've got the stuff. So, you know.
Even if they do need help, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm busy.
You know, my friend Raiden, Hayden on Raiden on Xbox. Go see him. He helps.
Yeah, go check him out.
Yeah. That was a senseless plug there, Raiden.
Real quick, for people listening, I know it's usually very typical for us to talk about, like, the This Week at Bungie and, like, the upcoming stuff. We're kind of just hanging out until May 18th, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
I would love to be able to talk about, you know, D2 and all that wonderful stuff, but we're just kind of sitting here. Like, I looked at the This Week at Bungie when it came out, and I was like, that's it, huh? Okay. I mean, it's, you can only put out so much information if you're Bungie, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I always think it's unfair for people, like, for people to criticize Bungie for having a week, This Week at Bungie, because they're like, that's so little information. But they put out something every week, and they have to put something out, because if they don't put out This Week at Bungie, then the community goes the other way, and they're like, where's the update, huh? No update? Like, I don't know.
I didn't even read it, so I'm completely in the dark. I'll carry on talking.
Well, I can read it.
Here, read it to me, baby.
Please,
use that.
Read it to you. There's very little
vocal cords.
The Bungie bounty is Teft. So if you're in
the chat
wondering, hashtag where's Teft?
Where's Teft?
He was the Bungie bounty. That's already over, but
he was. That is past.
It was on Xbox. That's nice.
Oh, that is
nice.
Damn, I should have hunted him
on Xbox. I should have hunted him too. Yeah.
Somebody asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was like, "Lie, though. I don't know." I appreciate all the people who really want the emblem, but the thought of trying to get in a match and hang out in the Twitch chat during a Bungie bounty is like, those Twitch chats are a nightmare to be in.
Oh, they are a nightmare.
I modded when it was Shakes, and it was just literally like,
it was chaos.
300 people all going, host? Oh my gosh.
And then there is also a quick hotfix, but it's nothing
huge.
Oh
yeah, the Age of Triumphs notifications.
There is, I think, or was that last week? They fixed a glitch, I can't remember, because we didn't do a podcast last week, where they, I think they fixed the thing in Trials where, like, the round could go on forever.
That was this week. They fixed that this week.
They fixed that this week, that's good.
Yeah.
Good, no more of that garbage.
No more.
That was a goddamn nightmare.
I know
did
really
they fix the book thing? Update. Actually, I just realized, have they fixed the thing where
the
Age of Triumph
is,
book?
It's gone. It's no more
Woo!
Now. You can have
it's the type of thing I didn't even notice they fixed it, because you don't... You shouldn't notice that there's nothing popping
after that
up,
little
I guess.
Hotfix, there was like a widespread centipede error problem that went on for about half an hour, and I posted on Twitter a picture of a centipede, and I got loads of hate from like non-Destiny players saying, ugh, what the fuck? What are you posting this for? You know, and I'm like, okay. It's not that you didn't get centipeded then on Tuesday night trying to raid? No?
Yeah.
Okay, all right then. Sound.
Well, you know what they also did? They fixed that thing on Rusted Lands, which I'm actually kind of sad about. I haven't tested it out, but like, it's just in the notes, it's like, added physics to prevent players from standing outside the intended playable space on Rusted Lands. Now, I didn't go in and test it, but I was told that
they
it's
did.
The spot
Fix
on
it.
Top of that pipe, the big fat pipe up by B territory. Sorry, do you know what I'm
talking
about?
Oh, I know exactly the one, because I've been bashed
I
out of that area.
That pipe. Oh, it was so funny. Because if people were like camping B Castle in Trials, trying to be all sneaky, then like you just roll up to the pipe and ruin their day, because there's like grass up there and shit like that. And like they don't always look. Oh well, they fixed that.
Good. I don't like that. It reminds me
but
of
you
playing
can still...
dice games when someone can get up high and camp. You know, that's like I'm playing a dice game, because they love that in Battlefield. Oh, let's make an elevated position way up high that's really hard to shoot, and it's like a head glitch, so someone can camp and snipe your head off.
Yeah,
that's so
but
fun.
But you can still get up over on sea territory. You can stand like on the.
Yeah,
the
but you're open
like
there.
There.
You can't
yeah.
head glitch that area, though, can you? Whereas pipe,
Suppose.
You could You could glitch that thing like a...
I can't do anything anyway. I'm dead as soon as the round starts, so...
But I thought they meant on B flag, you've got that wall that runs along the back with all the windows, and you can climb out of that and run around on a beach kind of thing before dead. I thought they meant that
Ninja
bit.
Is like that's the master of doing that.
Yeah, because the amount of times I was in Iron Banner, I'm floofing past that, and all of a sudden someone shot me, and I've fallen over, and I can't get back... in again.
Oh gosh.
And I'm dead. And I'm like, I was hoping that they patched that.
I haven't figured it out yet, but I was just told about the pipe and I was like, aw, no more pipe tactics.
No
pipe boys.
I tell you what, they haven't patched. Hunter folks planking. That's still there.
Oh, of course. That's classic. Why take that away?
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
Why take that away?
I can't complain about anything physical with cloth in the game any more than I can complain with the touch of malice when you are a hunter and you hold it up on your shoulder and the fabric material points straight up in the air like it's a crusty old, like...
But it is crusty. There's a million years of...
But it's supposed to be fabric and it moves a little bit when you...
It's like the flag... on the moon landings. It's obviously a hoax. Because it's
right.
So
you're
stiff
right.
With all that pride, you know, the patriot be stiff with patriotism. That's basically the touch of my phallus. It's so stiff because of all the hive sputum and like stuff in there, man, you know.
Yes, tell me more about your phallus, please.
Tell me more.
I
would you like to
that.
Know more?
If I
like
yeah.
that clutch Starship
Yo, everybody, if you want to know more about Story Machine's phallus, make sure you leave a comment in the YouTube video below. Smash that
PayPal.
Like button. Smash that subscribe button. Hit us with them thick comments today.
All right.
Are you so doing that on Tuesday, Nightfall Tuesday?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
we gotta
he's
got to
do it
Yippee.
All the time.
This
Yippee.
Show, I'm going to give you a theme, though. We're going to give you a theme.
Oh.
Like we're going to have to.
I like it.
Yeah, like a little challenge. Like you're going to have to mention baked
beans. I'm
going to
become insanely good at fucking spitting these random hype messages at them.
You're getting
excited.
Really
you
good
doing
at
it. The Grammys. You know.
Did you guys play any trials this weekend for Earth Day?
No,
I did.
No. Oh, yeah, Story was out. He's clear.
I proved that I'm the worst player of all time when I can't even go flawless playing with Ramblin. So I think that's
you
really...
get to play with Ramblin? How did that?
Yeah.
Did he
I'm
just
jealous.
Like invite you in or?
Yeah, he invited me. He messaged on Twitter asking if I wanted to do a card with him, and
oh,
I did.
Nice.
But unfortunately, we were supposed to play with another streamer who I think is also good. But they had yet to download the update. I can't even remember the name, unfortunately. I'm sorry, person, if you're listening. I've never met him before. I was going to meet him through Ramblin, but he popped in and he hadn't downloaded the update. So Ramblin's like, fine, I'll just grab someone from the Discord. It'll be fine. But he grabbed somebody who was more or less around my skill level, you know. And unfortunately, the weight of both of us holding him down was too much for Ramblin to overcome.
Two children clinging to his legs as he's trying
and
to like.
I'm
walk.
Not gonna lie, it was probably the most nerve wracking card I've ever played in my life because I'm just like,
why?
This guy is so insanely good that like I know there's no way every stupid thing I
you
do
got
is
your own
just
head.
Like you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Like
you got in your own.
I didn't
head.
Do terrible. No, I didn't do terribly. Like I still
okay.
I played. Good. I played about my normal level. Like I was just like anxious, more anxious than normal, I would say. I did get a couple good suppressions, which yay for me.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, we
yay for me.
We just ran into some bad luck. We ran into this, I think one of the matches we lost, I got a little tilted by somebody trolling me in my Twitch chat. Just their specific thing they said triggered me a little bit and got me off focus for part of the match.
What did they say? I need to know.
Well, it was what I messaged you about. I think I should say it on stream.
You messaged me? Okay, then I'll check it later.
It was when I messaged you and I said somebody called me a C word and said I deserve to die of cancer in chat.
Okay.
And as someone whose mother passed from cancer, it tilted me a little bit. So it threw me off my game just for a second. But it was all fine. We persevered. I had a lot of fun playing with Ramblin. He is a very nice man.
Fellow. Yep.
Unfortunately,
nice
I only
guy.
Got to break his hard shell a couple times because he was so focused on the double
He's a
carry.
Very focused. Player.
Very focused. But you know I'm not a very focused player, so I kept trying to make
I know,
him laugh.
You're a fucking goofball, but I love playing with you. It's so funny. Gosh, because like I'm on for people who don't know, I'm on the DCS tournament team with Ramblin, and he's like, you can't break this kid, man. You can't fucking break him. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain levels of communication. I can be really good at communicating when I'm, like, really focused and in the moment, but, like, there are times when you break, when you really want to get a kill, you think you, like, you had the kill all wrapped up with a bow on it, and you fucked it up. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you had, like, two shots on the guy, and he turns around, and you miss the third, and you miss the fourth shot, and he, like, quickscopes you or whatever, and you're just like, fuck it! Like you just, like, the rage comes out.
Yeah, just for a second, yeah.
Ramblin, never. Never. Him and Lupo and, like, Ninja, they're just always in the zone. Like, they're just like, okay, I got quickscoped. He's, like, on inside tree, one shot, or something like that. It's just... They'll save the emotion for later, and, like, I'm trying to get to that point communication wise. But yeah, it's challenging. Yeah. It's fucking difficult.
I made Ramblin laugh one time.
Did you?
I think because I popped a bubble on heavy, and this guy, I was also baiting a smash, so I dodged the smash right as their team grabbed the heavy and tried to rocket me, and he killed himself in my bubble because of the armor of light as I jumped out. So that was the only thing that made him laugh, and it was just. Because somebody made such a stupid play, basically, and he can't comprehend this.
My attitude...
When Trials are flawless is not the aim. When the winning is not the aim, or getting a kill, it's to get Ramblin' to chuckle.
To get him
that's
to laugh.
That's all I want. Yeah. I just want people to have fun when they play with me, alright? That's all I'm aiming
you
for.
You usually accomplish that goal. My attitude in Trials depends exactly on who I'm playing with. If I'm playing with... The craziest shit ever is when I'm playing with Mega and, like, Fun Poe. At the same time, that shit's, like, ridiculous. We're just, no one's concentrating. We're just laughing the whole time, acting like a couple of schmucks.
Sometimes I think we tilt Fallout a little bit when Shake and I refuse to concentrate, but only
sometimes.
A little bit.
Depends on where we are in the card and, like, what's going on. I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe we
when we lose because we clearly weren't concentrating,
we're, like,
and we would have focused
hard.
For, like, a minute, we would have fucking won, but...
Yeah. And sometimes I'm, like, laughing with Cammy a whole bunch, but then when it becomes, like, real time, it's like, okay, we're down 1-4. Okay,
yeah,
enough. Like, focus
you and
time,
Cammy
then,
are
and then
very
we're finally
good
kinda
at,
go like,
mm. at turning it around. Like,
oh yeah,
all right, we're done. It's time to win real
this
quick.
Weekend with Cammy playing Trials was one of the most fun weekends I've ever had. It was just, it went great. There were just a ton of people watching in Twitch. Everybody who we tried got flawless. We got, like, a whole bunch of people who had never gone to the lighthouse before we got flawless. We were on point, dude. We were so on point. Feels good, man. And I like the rotation of the Earth maps. I thought
I
wasn't going to like
that. About that. Yeah.
I thought I wasn't going to like it because I don't know how I feel about Frontier on Trials. Like, it's not my favorite. And Widow's Court. Ugh, I don't like Widow's Court.
I love Widow's Court, man.
I know. People, like, they love it.
Or they hate it.
And,
it's
like,
Marmite.
I'm like a fast-paced... medium close range fighter kind of guy. That's how I play.
But that's how you play Widow's Court, though. That's the. I think that's the.
But
big
sometimes,
thing.
Like, until you get to that point, like, you know, I think I know what you're saying, Story. Like, when one person falls, then it kind of becomes a domino effect. You know what I mean? Like, you push in, and it goes crazy. But, like, I don't know the match. Maybe it was just me, but, like, the matches I was getting, it was just people. No one wanted to make a move. Everyone was just lane scoping.
Here's a good like. Rusted Lands, whenever someone complains about or it finds that Widow's Court is like campy or like a really slow paced map, it immediately makes me think of Rusted Lands because that map, that's for me, that's like the one of the worst slow paced maps because it's like a deadlock. Once you've got the power positions, it's a deadlock and you're waiting for someone to fuck up. But and usually you can't put it. It seems like you can't put enough pressure on to cause someone to make a mistake. And I think there's always a way around it. It depends who you're playing with and what kind of strats. But like with Widow's Court, I've always found that when the team tries to get a deadlock and tries to either bait a mistake or tries to like not putting the pressure on, failing to put the pressure on, that's when it gets like a really boring, you know, bad flow, bad
that can
experience.
Happen, yeah. Not gonna happen.
Yeah,
but I did enjoy it. I there were only a couple times where we got a map, and it was like really slow and campy, and I was like, "Oh God, just shoot me now." But overall, I thought it was a really enjoyable experience, and Let me know in the chat how you felt about the rotations this week, because I've heard a lot of mixed things, but mostly positive. I think mostly positive. I thought it was cool of Bungie to do something unique like that. I know that every time Bungie tries to do something unique, usually people are like, no!
I didn't hear as much vitriol being spit as when like they removed the radar for Spooky Trials, so it at least was a little well-received.
True. Oh, can I tell you about... Oh, I'm going to tell you. I'm not even going to ask you, Mega, because you're going to be like, no! I'll tell you anyway.
All right, good.
Bitch. So it was a game. It was like we were going to try and take this guy, Flawless, who had never been before, and we were on last game. Like, we were on win 9, and we'd used our Mercy already because we had played a really good team earlier, and we lost, like, 4-5 or whatever. And so this was a team of... And I was playing Storm because I found that going really aggressive with Storm lately, depending on, like, the maps, like, really... I mean, really Fallout, you don't say. Going aggressive Stormcaller is a good call for Trials. Fancy that. It's top tier information,
never heard,
old chap.
I've never heard that strategy
I've never
before.
Heard this before, yeah. Low-key, top-tier strats with Fallout plays. But yeah, I was going Storm. I've been going Nova for however long, but I went Storm this weekend, and it went really well. And the final team we were playing against was Golden Gun, Nova Bomb, which is like a Stormcaller nightmare.
Nightmare, yeah.
Because, like, I'm not gonna... What am I gonna do? Push you with Ionic Blink, and then you're gonna... Like, there's 3 shutdown supers, which can also be used offensively, but I'm countered by everything that they have. So I'm like, okay, shit. So, like, believe it or not, I was like, yo, Cammy, I'm turning off Ionic Blink. I'm going Landfall. Because I know that the only way I'm gonna get a kill with Storm is to be able to, like, if someone pushes me, boom, surprise, bitch, you're done, Landfall. Who expects Landfall? Fucking nobody. Nobody expects Landfall. And it actually worked out really well. We were actually it was kind of hard.
Say real quick. I just say that who expects Landfall is exactly what Bungie said when they nerfed Landfall.
Who expects Landfall? Nobody. But yeah, it was a really hard fight. There was one point when there was 2 people over by like the rubble pile by beach by like C area, and I was gonna push, but then I waited. I waited for him to. I baited the revive, then I went over and like gave the double Landfall, and it was so good. And we came back, we brought it back to 4-4, but I had just used my Storm like halfway through the past match. However it was, I was only like 70 to my Storm, I want to say, 60 or 70. And I was like, I don't have enough for Storm. I don't know what we're going to, like, we're just going to have to play normal. And Cammy was like, yo, hold up 2 seconds. Then he goes in the corner and he puts on Alpha Lupi and he's like, I got Alpha Lupi on right now. I'm going to make 3 orbs instead of 2. Go from 60 to 100 on your Storm. We're going to push them right now before they get any more. Because they were like close to getting their supers yet, but they hadn't gotten it. We just know from like counting the rounds, they were going to have it real soon. So we were kind of like, oh, like if we don't push them now, we're going to get like effed by a golden gun. He was like, I'm putting on Alpha Lupi right now. Extra orbs. Get that Storm. And we pushed. One took the guy Flawless. Super hype. I was like, I don't know. It was awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Super
awesome.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
So awesome. It was a great win. I love shit like that. Cammy's a tactician.
Yes.
Smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't lose his cool either.
No, he does not lose his cool.
And he keeps it, always keeps it fresh. Very fresh.
Yep.
With all the new weapons. Link can join us. Should we get Link in?
Ooh, yes. Let's
Before we do, Mega, you've watched Beetlejuice, haven't you? You know Beetlejuice.
Of course.
Yeah. You know that bit where the heads go small at the end. You could do something like that now because I can make your head small. I can like, make my cam big and make you shrink.
Do it. Do it, please. Perfect. Hey, man. How's it going? Hey, man. Up, 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 up. Shrink my head when I do that.
Do
it'll be great.
It won't do it.
Oh, damn it.
It's because there's only 2 of you. It won't let me get bigger. It gets me smaller, but it won't let me go bigger than that. Look at that.
Me. Damn it.
It's kind of me. It's me. Anyway,
that's a good tiny hit, boys. That's good.
Let's
that's
get
a good story.
Link in.
Get him in here. Get him in here.
Get him in here, bro. Oh, yeah. Story's so tiny. Okay.
Plus, he's so take a tiny. Picture. Add people to this call. The black Link. Add to call. There he is. He's coming. He's coming.
Add people.
He's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, rev up your engines. The man, the myth, the legend.
I love it.
The Black Link!
No. The Black Link, no.
No. The Black Link, no.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey.
There
finally.
He is.
Oh, my God.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's Welcome. Going on? Oh my
so
gosh.
So that concludes this week's episode of the Planet Destiny podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Link, you want to read that outro for us?
Yeah, hey, absolutely. Buddy. Thanks for listening. What is this? 115? 117? 118?
117, yes.
Hi. What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's all right, mate.
It's going great.
I can see your face. I can see.
Yeah, that's broke. Okay. It's broken.
It's broken.
It's broke. It's fine.
Sad face.
It's been,
we just need the voice. We've actually murdered TBL and trapped him in a robot that we can now use his voice.
Right, I'm just back to being a disembodied voice, and that's good enough. It's been a heck
that's okay.
Again. What'd I miss? What are we talking about?
We've done everything. We were going to do questions soon.
Yeah,
we're on question time.
Did I miss the roasting, or rather the coronation of Darth Nader?
Did
I
miss it?
I didn't even bring up that story.
Start it right now. Questions can wait.
The scumbag.
I'll bring that up real quick. That was super funny. So, okay, we didn't do a podcast last week. So, when it was last exit on Trials, I did Trials carries with Fun Police, Shake. And last exit was kind of being a bitch. I was trying to make the void thing happen. It wasn't happening. And I think there was one card where the other team was just raining fusion grenades on us the whole time. And we were getting so pissed off. We were like, oh my god, it's just... this map is just silly in this meta. Like, I just have to play it differently. And after that, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a Sunsinger. I'm going to go fusions. Fuck it. And for that next card, I just ruined people. Every time... It doesn't matter what the strategy was. Shake would be like, yo, let's push outside. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going inside the red tunnel every time. And I'm just throwing a blind fusion grenade down to the other end of the tunnel. And I swear to God, 50% of the time, I got a kill right off the bat with a blind fusion. And I don't know why we were just making like Star Wars jokes in the chat. I was trying to do like an evil emperor laugh for every time I killed. And I think Link was in the chat and he was like, yo, this man officially is a Sith. Now he's become Darth Nader. Oh, God. Darth Nader.
Oh, yes.
And I just threw nades all day.
It was truly beautiful. I think I said it to you afterwards. So it was that was probably the most fun looking Trials card I had ever seen.
Yeah.
And
I've never felt dirtier, but I've never had more fun playing Trials. That was so fun.
And, you know, there's a bit more setup to it than that, because you were taking people through with Shake. And, like, you guys were, like, on, what, your seventh or eighth win?
Mm-hmm.
When you ran into that team of scumbag lagging just fusionators your run. And the salt was so real. It was so real with Shake.
Kind of mad.
Yeah, he was upset about it.
He gets really mad.
Yeah, he was upset. I mean, you were taking it pretty well. You were bummed that you couldn't get that guy to the lighthouse. But Shake was really mad. And then you guys just both said, you know what? We're done. We're finished with this. You know what? Well, let's do one more. And you know what? We're just going to use fusion nades. And like from that first match onward, have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Nader the Wise? I didn't think so.
I was going out of my way to not shoot people. Like, I would run into a room filled with three people. I was like, yo, catch. And I was hitting people all the time. I couldn't fucking believe how many people I was hitting.
You know, it's a silly strat, but...
It works.
After the run that I loved it, though, because it was a great turnaround from, like, you guys being bummed and mad to having literally the most fun Trials card I think I have ever seen. I could not stop laughing. Welcome to Trials needs to just be
Welcome to Trials.
A Nightbot command.
Every time I got a stick,
welcome to Trials.
I would say, yo, welcome to Trials. And everybody in the chat was typing hashtag welcome. Every time I got a fusion kill, hashtag welcome to Trials, everybody in the chat. So funny. I wouldn't do that on any level. For the last exit, it was just begging for it because people are running to the red pipe and there's nowhere to go. Like, you just throw it and the magnetism's like, whoop, you're right on the head.
It was a good time. I was proud of you, Darth Nader. I was proud.
Thank you.
I used to respect you, but now I don't. You're right. I couldn't even get through that.
The younglings.
The younglings. Oh, the maidens.
Just got fusion nades right in all of their faces.
It was
image.
Beautiful. One of the blueberries ran up. Master Fallout. What do we do? And then just fusion
radius.
They're sticking a sticky right to their head from like 2 feet away.
But my point of view, the non-stickies are evil.
Then you are lost.
Good. I wanted to make sure everybody heard the tale of Darth Nader the Wise. And you really should go back to that footage and like make a montage out of it, because it was too funny, man.
You're right. You should absolutely make a montage of that so we can read the hate, the comments that will spew you into those comments.
Are you telling me that maybe it needs to get nerfed, Mega? Is that what we're
saying?
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing. Please nerf Sunsinger.
I might be hearing that.
I like this. I like it. I love it.
Good times.
All right, is it question time now?
I feel like it's
question time.
Sure.
Who's got a question? Ask me a question, and I will answer.
Ask me
about Fallout's Hello Kitty chest tattoo. All right. I actually believe if Fallout were to get a tattoo, it would be of the palindrome. I'm not going to lie. I really feel like that is the
Matador
thing he
maybe.
Would get. Matador?
Maybe the Matador.
I want both of them crossed over each other. And I just never forget.
That's good with stickies in a little circle that's like the crest. There we go.
Rutro, I don't think we have a question tweet out.
Oh, shite.
Rip. Oh, it's okay. I got asked a question by a
Do
friend
it live.
Of mine. Before
we do it live.
People in chat,
we'll
ask the questions, please.
Ask us questions in Twitch chat, please. But my friend Truthdown wanted to know what out of every elemental primary has come out in the raid challenges and everything going on. What is your favorite elemental primary?
Lynx is Fatebringer. Lynx is Fatebringer.
I was going to say, can we just like disqualify Fatebringer and Vision of Confluence so that there's actually a competition here?
I'll impose that on myself.
Fatebringer's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said
Vision of Confluence, but
I'll be different.
I really like Genesis Chain. I'm going to say that, actually. If I can't say Vision of Confluence. Yeah.
I'm going to say Chaos Dogma. I only got it today, but it's fun. It hits really hard. It's fun.
That's Arc now, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Arc?
Not bad at all.
No,
I would say the Doom of Chalcis, however you say that, which makes me laugh because it's a garbage weapon from the garbage weapon raid of Kingsfall. But the Doom, it's not a bad scout rifle. It's full auto. It's really stable. It's got a decent role for the Adept version, and it is now one of the few primary weapons with void damage.
Mm-hmm.
So those void burn weeks were really fun with that. I've really been enjoying it.
You mean you don't like Xauli's Bane? What are you, man?
We don't talk about that.
Why is that even a gun? Why is that?
Why
does
it
exist?
There? Why?
I'm not sure, man.
If I ever meet anyone who works at Bungie, that's the only question I have, is why is this gun the way that it is?
Why did you design something so cool looking, but so bad? Man. Like the Warlock helmet.
We eventually run into Deej out in the wild, just walk up in three words.
Yeah.
Zally's Bane. Why?
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 Yeah.
Why?
Perfect.
So I bet the guy that designed the actual stats for that gun was the same dude that did Astrocyte Verse, you know. Just a bloke that hates everybody and wants everyone to have a really bad time.
Sorry, I'm looking. I'm just reading questions. I'm trying to pick out, you know, a question. Yes.
There's a rumble in the Bronx.
That's Mega's mic, don't worry about it.
Right.
What? Oh, it's a car, probably. Is that what we're saying? Yeah, it's a car. Sorry. I live in the ghetto, guys. Sorry. As much of a ghetto as Fort Wayne, Indiana can have.
Sounds rough, man.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, bro. We roll hard. All right. Don't want to mess with my town. Somebody else. I'm bad at picking questions. Why am I the one who's doing it?
There's questions addressed to you in the Twitch chat.
I don't know why they're all at me. It's because it's probably because I'm the one who said, like, to ask questions. But
answer them.
There's a good one. What will it take for Mega to shave his beard from Twerk for Taco Bell? What'll it take, buddy?
What will it take? It's going to take Fallout Plays getting partnered, so it'll never happen. Boom! Roasted.
Rip. Yo! Go follow me on twitch.tv/falloutplays. Throw me a follow right now if you want to see this kid with no beard, bro.
Yes, alright. I will actually, the day Fallout gets partnered, I will on somehow on his stream, I will go to New York. I'll fucking shave on his stream, alright?
I would love to do a...
Boom.
We gotta hang out and stream together.
I would love to. Okay, here's which question, which guardian from the lore would you guys like to meet in Destiny 2? That's a question I really don't know if I can answer because I don't know the lore very well, but I do like the suggested answer of Osiris, so I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal that answer because
I'll have that. I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
What about I don't know much about
what's the name of the dude, the guy with the hidden sparrow? He was like a faction.
Lysander? Like, is it Lysander?
Yeah, Lysander. I'd like to meet up with
wasn't
him in the story.
Wasn't there a guardian who was like a real pure guardian that got like corrupted by Thorn?
Dredgenior.
Yeah, I would like to meet that person.
Ooh,
I think that would
see,
be a fun
we all
conversation.
Deep. I like these.
Well, I mean, at the very least, you're probably going to actually meet Osiris, considering we know, at least we can infer based on the symbol for the first DLC pack for Destiny 2, it's the Trials of Osiris emblem. I'm assuming it's going to have something to do with his faction and, I don't know, whatever he's doing over there on Mercury.
I want to meet Mel Brooks. I know that doesn't count, but I wanted to say it anyway.
Dude, just in case he's listening. Just in case he listens to this podcast.
A big Destiny fan. Mm-hmm. I want to meet you, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're a funny man.
There it is.
And it,
look at this. This is what...
Yeah. Well.
We got no questions. Link, talk to us about your favorite... Okay, good God.
Yeah, I see one from Bibbletron. He says, what will the state of Crucible be story-wise in D2? Does the Iron Banner survive? What about Trials? Now, this makes sense because the place where we kind of gather to do that stuff got blown up.
Yeah.
Very true.
Oh. Wait, hold on.
It will seem kind of odd in story if, like, you know, our civilization is falling and we're still like, you guys want to scrim?
Yeah, man.
You have to keep yourself sharp. You know, the guardians are going to carry
children.
On. You know?
Like, we want to sweat, though. So.
Yeah. Right, bro?
Okay, so hold on. I was talking to Cool Guy. We all know who that is, but if you're listening at home, he's a Destiny YouTuber. Go look him up.
Yes.
I am Cool
Look
Guy.
Him up.
And
sub,
we were talking
likes,
about
all that.
D2 PvP stuff. And you know how kind of, like, spoilers, maybe, in D2, we've kind of, like, it's been alluded to that we've lost our light, and we're kind of basic bitches now, and we have to kind of fight to somehow get our powers back. Are we on the same page here?
Yeah. I mean, the tower's fallen, so it would make sense.
Exactly.
The
so
traveler's
to get our light back.
Probably, yeah.
So he was wondering, he was like, I wonder if that means there's going to be maybe a PvP playlist with, like, no light. Like a no Ooh. Ability or low ability kind of thing.
Finally.
Where that would be sort of like the quote-unquote competitive PvP Destiny thing, where... I don't
just
know. Like,
guns.
Just more balance. Yeah, just guns. Not a lot of ability spam. Something like that.
So
I hope I'm not butchering that idea of his.
Yeah, so a lore reason to have a no abilities, like no super, no cooldown game mode.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because that's something I would have liked to have had in Destiny 1. And, like, we know with Destiny 2, apparently they Gaul or Gary turned off the Traveler's light switch, so we don't have our powers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that could work. You know, I really always, when Destiny first came out and I was super heavy into the PvP, me and a buddy of mine were always like, man, I wish we could just have, like, a no super guns only game mode. And, I'd love to see that in Destiny 2. I think, and with the way the story's going, lore-wise, it works. It fits.
I mean, I wouldn't want it to be the only thing.
No, obviously not. No. That would be such a radical change to the game.
That would be a big change.
Would be. That is interesting to me, though. I'm also... Since there's like a Trials DLC, right? Or it's an Osiris DLC is one of
it's
them.
It's an Osiris DLC.
So we have to assume I feel like Trials is there still, but I don't know about Iron Banner. That's a different story.
There will be events. Yeah. There will be whether they have the same. I mean, Trials of Osiris might not have the same name, but there will be like
not buying,
a weekend.
Not buying, canceling pre-order.
Cancel pre-order. Done.
It might be called the Trials of sandwich instead, you know? It could have
any Trials of Cade.
Yeah.
Trials of Cade.
There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Oh. The Iron Sandwich.
I would love if that was a thing just for like April Fools or something. They just made it so Cade ran funny. Trials and it's just like him announcing it and it's just super goofy. I don't know.
I'd be down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Bungie. Yeah, the game mode itself isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely not happening. It's still one of the most, if not the most popular PvP game mode. And Trials isn't going anywhere. It might have a different name.
Yeah.
For Iron Banner, on the lore section of that, it might be interesting, considering Lady Ephrodite, you know, just came back from hiding out for apparently like a, 350 years off in some other hidden location that the Vanguard doesn't know about. I'd imagine if Iron Banner is going to be coming back, they're going to tie into that story a little bit. Maybe we'll get to go off there and see who she's been hanging out with for the past, you know, couple of centuries.
Is that true? That's-
yeah. She has been hiding
out. How is
she
that old?
Couple...
Does like the light make you older?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Saladin's
Jesus
like
Christ Fallout.
I think about 900. I think
he's,
yeah.
he's 900.
Yeah, he's like 900
years
old. Or yeah. 900 or older.
He
yeah,
talks about how he wasn't even sure that. He talks about how they weren't even sure they could die until
could
like
die.
Siva
really?
Came around.
Yeah, your guardian doesn't age, bro. You're immortal so long as nobody steps on your ghost. That's spoiler for anybody. That's how you actually die.
On your ghost.
If somebody steps on your ghost, you die.
That's unfortunate.
That quite.
Okay. What was I had one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, if they do like weekly events, if they can't do like Iron Banner, I really hope they do something with faction still, because I've always wanted faction more stuff. So especially with like turmoil and some sort of power struggle after the tower falls, I feel like there's room that you could work that into the story more, since like right now all three factions just chill with each other, like right fucking near each other. It'd be cool if now they're kind of struggling for a dominant position after the tower falls.
Dude, seriously. Yeah. There's lore for that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the city being destroyed, I'd imagine is going to start off Destiny 2 with basically Dead Orbit saying, "We told you this was going to happen. You should have listened to us and left Earth." And then also with New Monarchy basically saying, okay, well, the tower's fallen. Now's kind of our chance at that second coup and taking over the city.
Mm-hmm. Yo, New Monarchy is so shady. Why are they allowed to hang out?
It's just fucked up.
So
it's
not
fucked
cool.
Up.
They're so
no, they're cool.
Shady.
They just, you know, every century or so, they try to take over the city.
All right, here's one that I like. I like this question because as a lover of Bungie's previous sequel, Halo 2, this question is, do you think Destiny 2 will be as good, if not even better, to the original than the original?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I have high hopes.
Yes. I have a hard time imagining how they could let it be worse, I guess, with
exactly.
all of the...
the way you put that. How could it be worse?
Well, no. I said
don't put
let
it, past
it
them.
How they could let it, because like
let it.
Because there's so much hype and expectation behind it, and there's so many people. Like, if they screw this up, then they're just, it's a humongous shot in the foot, you know? Yeah. Like, it just seems like there's too much at stake from too many different people.
I got high dreams for it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Devs can, just like everybody else, they can do some weird shit.
Yeah.
They can do some weird stuff. And, you know, like, the thing I like about Bungie is that they do try and do different things every now and again. But at the same time, the Destiny franchise has to be like it's got its core identity, you know, and if that changes too much, I think that you might lose the followers so far, or like you confuse them a bit. But I also know that Bungie don't really care about the long-term followers as much as they do about bringing in new people, you know, like people who've been playing the game from day one. They don't regard them any higher than what they would do if, you know, for a new person to come along, which is actually quite a healthy thing. I've seen games over the last 10 years die a death because they've paid attention to what the veterans want. Crysis 3 was a perfect example of why that failed so quickly. So it's going to be really interesting, basically. I'm neither here nor there, but I know that, you know, us human beings are weird people and we do weird things. Mm-hmm. So, but you'd like to think, okay, well, they made all these improvements to Destiny 1 over the 3 years that it's been active, that they're going to take all of those things that they learned and make the absolute best possible version.
That would be nice.
You know, so it's interesting either way, and we're hooked. We're going to play it regardless.
Yeah. I am definitely, I'm very excited. I don't know. And hopeful, and we'll be playing it. I'm trying to make myself believe that it will be the Halo 2 second coming in my life, where I love the first game, and then the sequel becomes the only thing I care about in life. Yeah. So hopefully Destiny 2.
That'd be great. Yeah,
it would be. Ooh.
I'm just dying to see this gameplay, mate, 18.
I know.
I want to see what it looks like, man. I want to see the UI. I want to see everything about it. A warlock's the same. Are my precious babies going to still be the same? You know?
Oh my gosh. One of my, okay, so one of the guys on Husky Raid, I just found out, he works for the Big Ten Network, like doing just like audio and stuff they throw on screen. It doesn't matter. But one of the guys he works with also works at an office where they do the audio mastering, like the Foley, for all of the Destiny cinematics.
What do you mean?
Works with somebody.
Should we tread lightly here?
No.
He doesn't
have any information. He can't get any information from the guy or anything. But he's just like, what? And he just really wants to, like, the guy's like, I can't tell you anything at all, like, period. He's like, it's closed door. We can't even have windows in the rooms where we're working on it and shit like that. But I'm just like, oh my gosh, I wish I could find this man and try to find all the information he
Squeeze
has.
The info, like, out of
him. Yeah, I know. Oh my goodness. Yeah, don't worry. I have no information to give anybody, and this guy gave no information, and I don't even know his name or anything about him other than he works with one of my friends. That's it.
Oh,
but yeah.
It's going to be a long 3 weeks, man.
Yeah, I know.
A long 3 weeks.
I know.
We'll get there.
I think it's more exciting for us. I feel like I can be more excited than someone like Fallout or like Sweat, because you're going to get gameplay reveal, but I feel like the really amazing players like you are going to get, like, you're going to get that awful dev gameplay reveal. It's just going to be disappointing to you.
Like some guy taking 12 shots to kill with the last word. Or
exactly. So it's not going to be it's not going to be as useful for what a lot of the really great players are looking for, I think. Like, you're not going to discover the meta from this any inklings of that, you know, but it's still exciting. I like that it's exciting for everybody just to see what it looks like.
Cool.
And yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Gosh, I'm so filled with, like, wonder. You know what I mean? It's like, what are they going to show?
I know. That's going to be...
You know there's going to be so many people, like, combing through every frame of footage. You know what I mean?
There's going to be a lot of clickbait YouTube videos that tricked me into thinking they have more information than they do.
Time to make that money.
Link is salivating. Aww.
We don't do that, though. Someone said to me the other day, why doesn't Planet Destiny do clickbait? And I'm like, why don't we do clickbait? Yes.
Because it's not worth your time. We want to give you information.
It's only because YouTube have been aggressively promoting that as a quick buck to earn. And how much trouble has it got them? It's got them in so much trouble. Like, literally, all of their big investors and advertising campaigns are dropping like flies at the moment. So
can I just say, can I, like, real talk time?
Yes, do it.
Real talk.
It hurts me really badly because, like, everyone here knows we're all YouTubers here, each and every one of us individually. We have our own, like, we do stuff for PD sometimes. We also promote our own work. It's a struggle, man. We want to put out good content out there, and we want to build up our followings, and we've been doing it pretty good, slow and steady over time. But it's really hard. I mean, you know what I mean? We work pretty fucking hard. I mean, I know a lot of people think that YouTubers, it's got to be the easiest job in the world. It's really not. I have to tell you, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But, like, it just sucks when, like, I was literally on YouTube earlier today, literally, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the video because I don't want to throw shade at people. But, like, there's someone with, like, hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube or subscribers, and you know what? Good for them. Good for you. But, like, the title of the video, so fucking clickbaity. Like, I had to pull my girlfriend over here, and I'm like, you look at this shit. It's unbelievable how people get away with this.
And
like,
that's the stuff that works. That's the stuff that makes the money.
That's why it's so sad. Yeah. Because, like, we want... I know deep down, every one of us is like, we want to make clickbaity vids. But then again, we don't. Because, like, it's... tacky.
You feel dirty. Tacky. You feel a little dirty after you do it. That's it, yeah.
PD is hurt from not taking that? Because like, if you've ever dabbled with YouTube yourself, you look at your dashboard. There is, at some point, you'll get guidelines. Click this link to follow our guidelines on how to grow your channel. And basically, YouTube's guidelines themselves are encouraging that you do that shit. So the moment that your video starts, you're begging for likes, you're begging for subscribes, you're begging for everything before even the content of the video is being shown.
Yeah.
That's what YouTube wants you to do. Because if you do that, you're going to grow quickly and then you're going to be promoted. It's YouTube algorithms that basically promote this kind of stuff. This is why you see millions of views on videos that are not funny. They have absolutely no content to them. They're just there for some kind of weird advertising loophole.
Welcome, everybody, to the Planet YouTube Salt Podcast, where we trash all YouTubers.
But it's annoying, though, because
things are bad. It's a struggle.
And people work hard at doing... one from my Battlefield guys, days, there was a guy that made amazing cinematics, and they took months to make. So he would post once a month, you know, or once every, you know, twice every month. And his channel really suffered, but he's had some of the best stuff. And YouTube was always suppressing, you know, this kind of, you know, because you have to upload 3-4 times a week in order to stay current, you know.
There's a video story. I'll share it with you later if I find it. But it's like this guy who did a Call of Duty video on YouTube. And it's just a blatant parody of like every Call of Duty YouTube video ever. And like he goes, he's like, yo, what's going on? It's whatever my name is here. Yo, real quick, if you could drop a sub, drop a like, share the vid, would really help me out. Let me know in the comments. Thanks, would really help me out. So here we are on, you know, Nuketown, whatever. If you like Nuketown, subscribe, like the video, leave a comment. It really helps me out. I'm using the MP7. If you like the MP7, like this video. The whole video is like that. It's so hilarious.
I don't know why can't everybody just use my YouTube strategy to get subs, which is post one video every 4 months that goes viral. That's the way to do it, people. All right, you just gotta make
obviously
goofy dance videos, and that's it. That's the key.
Confirmed.
All right, 100% success rate. Promise. Mm-hmm. Promise you.
But yeah,
about that. We're all excited for Destiny 2.
And thanks to everybody who's been supporting
the fresh Destiny 2 clickbait.
You should really mention that, like, what keeps everyone going is the fact that we do get fantastic support from the Destiny community, and it's awesome stuff. You keep us, you know, keep us going, and thanks for all the folks that subscribe to the PD Twitch and everything. You know, it's like you keep folks going. You come for actual content. You know. And you're the reason why we don't allow any clickbait or anything like that. And believe you me, there is pressure on us all the time to do that kind of stuff, which we do not do. And never will. Yes.
Never. There we go.
There you go.
That's a good, I love that. That's a really, you know, a positive, love-filled note. Do we have any last questions, or do we want to end on that?
Let's wrap it up there. We started late because DT wanted to show us the tower.
DT, if you're listening to this, you better pack your bags, buddy. Because if you think that you can go over for 12 minutes late
or something like that,
how dare he?
Not that it mattered. Get up at 4 a.m. for, you know, any particular reason other than to yabber on this.
Yeah, you know, he likes to, Story gets up in the morning and he just looks out the window into the darkness and just stays there.
It's actually light now. It's awesome. The things are getting light now. The sunshine and stuff. And it snowed again yesterday. Beautiful. So,
hey, real quick, can I say the where to find me thing?
Yes, because you've lost some weight. Yeah. You lost an underscore.
I lost an underscore, bro. Oh, I used to tell everybody it's youtube.com/falloutplays, twitch.tv/falloutplays, Twitter @fallout_plays.
No more.
It's
been working out.
@falloutplays now. Because there was a guy before I made my Twitter account, before I got involved in YouTube and Twitch and all that stuff, there was some other Fallout.
You killed him.
And I killed him.
I actually followed that guy.
Did
he
you?
Was cool. He was cool. And now this fucking asshole took over his account.
My only interaction with him was when somebody tried to tweet a question at me and it tagged him, which apparently happened a lot. And someone else was like, oh, you tagged the wrong guy. It's like at Fallout _. And I was like, oh, sorry. Didn't mean to get like your question. And then he was like, he replied, he was like, yeah, it fucking happens a lot.
Dude, earlier today,
my friend is like, you know, I just randomly checked. You know, he deleted his account, right? I was like,
Yikes.
Dude, that same thing was the some dude on Xbox whose name was Husky Raid. Used to get messages nonstop. And he hated us and our content. He kept trying to get us to pay him to buy the name, and we were like, nah, dude.
Buy this gamer tag,
Eventually, he just messaged us once, and he was like, I can't take it anymore. Like, just, I'm deleting this. You can have it if you want.
Poor guy.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Sorry, people out there who have names that are vaguely similar to very minor celebrities.
I have never thought about that being a problem.
Anyway, congrats, though, dude, for losing that underscore, but that's nice.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'm just picturing you tucking yourself in at night in bed, my warlock looks fire, and I lost the underscore.
Good day.
It's all good. And Link, where can we find you, sir? Where can we find you?
Oh, really? Well, I mean, right now I'm just a disembodied voice, but assuming I can get everything else working correctly, you can find me everywhere on the internet at The Black Link, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all at The Black Link. Pretty easy to find. There should be no other imposters that you're accidentally sending invites or things to, or if it is, stop giving him my traffic. I need it. Yo, Mega, what you got going on, man? Where you at?
I'm the exact opposite of Fallout. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/huskyraid, Twitch at twitch.tv/husky_raid, or Twitter at huskyraidguys. Literally no synergy. You can email us at thehuskyraidguys. We try to make it more complicated every single place that we make a new account.
It's too much going on there.
You're never going to find us.
You can find us on Google Plus at the_huskyraid_guys! Those are all us, baby. Yeah,
we're making a new YouTube called The Raid Huskies.
There it is. Story, where can we find your sassy British Finnish voice?
Tell you what, if you want to see what I'm all about, you can go over to the Planet Destiny page and go and watch my Vex Mipha Clark review. That's what you can do right now, because I did that really quick, and that was a damn fine video, if I don't say so myself, blowing my own trumpet.
I would agree.
Go and watch that video. I don't care that other people
all
have done it before.
All of Story's videos are top-notch, beautiful videos. Now,
some of them are really, really bad.
Shut your stupid mouth. I don't care about your opinions unless it's in video form when I'm enjoying
it. Those guys, that Nightfall video. That's awful.
Dude,
I should ask that.
Anyway, remember to like and subscribe before
you watch the video. Yeah,
exactly.
Can we get a like by going on? There's going to be a giveaway for all kinds of hype coming
right
in there. Make sure you guys destroy that like button, destroy that subscribe button, and do it for the best secret exotic in this game. You're going to get it.
Everyone's just like, what the fuck? We're going to say goodbye now then. Link, do you want to take it away? 117 in the bag.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for watching and listening to the Planet Destiny podcast. This has been episode 117. The other one without bones.
Yeah.
Yes. RIP. Poor bones.
We'll see you guys in the next one.